Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Swanziger back on the show. John is a CEO at Manta. And they're the folks that help you put your best foot forward online. And they help a lot of small business owners get their online footprint established. John Swanziger, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You guys do a lot of research on a number of different topics, and I like following your stuff. And folks, I encourage you to do that, too. I'll get John to tell us exactly how to get you to the right locations on their website. But you guys have been doing quite a bit of work on veteran small business owners, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We actually have a pretty good chunk of our audience that are veterans, you know, our military, and it's been interesting to kind of follow how they've been really driving a lot of the small business community.
Well, what have you learned?
So, you know, 16% of small business owners are either veterans, service-disabled veterans, or active duty or reservists, which is pretty high when you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of that group, the interesting data point that jumped out is, you know, one-fifth of them, 20%, had actually been called away from business for military service, but managed to keep their businesses going. So, you know, it's hard enough to run a small business, as you and I know, in kind of regular circumstances, but, you know, can you imagine being called away and having to kind of, you know, obviously serve your country, but also have someone and have a support system that can take care of your business.
On Veterans Day,
it certainly isn't easy.
In the fall, I've written an article that I publish every year or so about making sure people remember that, you know, that a lot of people, a lot of veterans are reservists who want to serve their country. They want to have their own business. But as you know, John, more and more, America is depending on its reservists to fill in the volunteer army when we deploy. And
that's
so,
right.
And so if you're on active duty, as I have been, then that's your job. But if you're a reservist and you've got a business and you're called on to go to active duty, that's a whole other set of complications that I just like to make sure America remembers. How Main Street contributes to and has for a long time, especially since the Vietnam War, has contributed to the effort into protecting America.
Definitely, you know, it's interesting. In my father is a veteran, and we have my grandfather was a veteran. You know, we have a lot of military, and I did growing up in my family. But the interesting thing that jumped out at us that I saw growing up too is 75% of veteran-owned, you know, small business owners, they actually try to hire other veterans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember seeing that growing up where, you know, it was important to my dad to try to do that. And you're seeing it now in the community. And to your point, Jim, now you have reservists that are actually coming back from active duty in many cases, too. So they're a big part of the workforce as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, John, and I've been telling people this for 20 years. It's not, and your dad did that, and the people you saw do that, they didn't just do it because it's the right thing to do. They did it because it was a best practice. If you've got somebody who's been in the military, those people are leaders. You get a corporal comes out of the military after 2 or 4 years, that person has led other soldiers, other members of the military. They've trained people. They're leaders. They know about obligation. They know about responsibility. They know about showing up on time. They make great employees.
No question. No question. I worked with a lot of them coming out, too. And they have those skills that you try to train into an employee already, you know, ready-made. So big difference.
What did you learn about the kind of services that veterans are using That's you found it. Did some work on that too, didn't you?
On the kind of technology services or in general?
In general, whatever you've got there. How do they need? Go ahead.
No, we found that probably due to their just exposure in general to technology and other services to help them, that veterans are no different, and in many cases they're actually more tech savvy than a lot of the other communities as well, because they've come through that training, they've seen it kind of deployed in their everyday lives, and they have to use it to communicate. So any kind of business services that can make things smoother, the veteran community has been going after, and that could have to do also with the fact that they could be called away at any time. So they really have to have a support system
place. I'd like to point out, and where can they find this report on your website?
They can find it on manta.com under our content section.
All right, so check that out. Also, folks, the SBA has a great veterans division, so check them out too at SBA.gov. Quick break, 20 till. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.